listening to the Red Rabbit Podcast. I am your host, Ticket Hickory. Red Rabbit is an unusual place where answers and questions are often the same and where one hole leads down to another. A place brimming with secrets, buried treasures, and hidden puzzles. Be warned, if you are satisfied with the obvious, this is not the podcast for you. However, if you do choose to stay on the journey, you will find the secrets of Red Rabbit. Fare thee well, brave travelers, and most of all, welcome to Red Rabbit.
Episode 4. Do you mind a systems check? You are in phase 1. Who cares about the radio star? You remember this old show, Pete? I think this is where Gwen got her stage name.
Hi, space travelers. Welcome to the year 2023. We pick up as the megalomaniacal, mechanical, devious, and diabolical, the nefarious Dr. Robot rages across the stars on his evil ship. Dr. Robot has created an evil time freeze ray, and now possesses the ability to send his enemies to any time he wishes. Who will save us? Fear not, young travelers. Our valiant, always victorious, victor of good and vanquisher of evil, hero is on her way. Yes, that's right, Dr. Intergalactic. Renowned scientist and interstellar rock star Dr. Truelove and her trusted robot companion Petey stand on guard against any who threaten the peace of the starways. But now let us look in on Dr. Robot, who sits in his captain's chair yelling at his pilot, the wicked half-pig, half-robot, Mo the Monstrosa Star.
I'll take over England just yet, and not even Dr. Intergalactic can stop me.
What's that, children? Is that epic rock music I hear? Yes, it is. It's the rocking roars of Dr. Intergalactic's 5,000 Space Guitar Orchestra. Dr. Truelove bravely flies towards Dr. Robot's ship. Undeterred by the evil robot space blasters, Truelove uses her awesome jetpack to dodge her enemy's dastardly beams. Dodging the beams, Dr. Truelove hurls right through the ship's glass window and right into the main deck. Mo the Monstrosa Star lunges toward her, wielding his spectacular spinning spike spatula. But our hero dodges his swipes and knocks him to the ground with one swift kick.
Nice try, Hogman. That's all fours for you.
But what's that sound? Did that corrosive coward, that callow, callous criminal, Dr. Robot signal an alarm? As the red lights blare, Dr. Truelove is swarmed by a cloud of tiny red security bots.
Sorry, but I gotta fly.
Dr. Intergalactic takes out her trusty stellar guitar and plays a rambling, rocking riff. Activated by her riveting rift, a giant net shoots out of the neck of her guitar and traps all those pesky robot guards. And then with another mighty blast of her guitar, those robots are sent hurtling out into space, knocked by the violent vibrations of her vociferous rift.
Nice try, bot brains, but I'm afraid your plan is out of tune.
You impertinent little punk! You think you can stop me?
Dr. Robot hits some keys on his computer, and suddenly his giant time ray emerges from a hidden door on the ceiling and shines down on Dr. Truelove. She's frozen in its light. Oh no, children!
Ah, ha, 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 ha! What's that? No more funny quips, Dr. Truelove. That's because I've frozen you with my time ray. Where should I send you? How about to the time of the dinosaurs?
Dr. Robot hits his button and laughs his horrible, hideous ha-has, and our hero, Dr. Truelove, fades out. Oh my, children!
Subject analysis, Gretchen Road. Commencing subject test bridge enrollment. Subject analysis complete. Analysis report satisfactory. Terminating test. Good day.
And now, sent hurtling back in time, we arrive with our brilliant hero, Dr. Intergalactic, in prehistoric Earth. Our hero wakes up and gets up, seeing now that she's surrounded by desert and mountains and horrible volcanoes. In the distance, she sees a terrible Tyrannosaurus Rex roaring and a swarm of pterodactyls flying over a volcano's mighty flames. Our hero takes off her helmet and looks around.
Get out of here soon. We'll be dino doo-doo in no time.
Oh, who's with her? Is that her tiny robot companion? Well, yes, it is! Dr. Intergalactic's little robot helper, Petey, flies out from under Dr. Truelove's helmet. And for you new listeners, though slightly bigger than your thumb and unable to do anything other than smile and make beeping noises, little Petey is a formidable friend against ferocious and fearsome enemies.
I know, Petey. I'm not sure how we can get home either, but I'm not sticking around here.
I know, Petey. I'm not sure how we can get home either, but I'm not sticking around here.
Thank you for listening to the Red Rabbit Podcast. I am your host, Ticket Hickory, reminding you to always listen and watch carefully. Until next time, brave travelers.